T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us right now is Mary Fay. We'll take more phone calls. We will play more cuts from the rant line coming up. But Mary Fay is the Republican nominee for Congress from the 1st District, challenging John Larson. She's a town councilor in West Hartford. Mary, welcome to WTIC. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Todd, and thank you so much for having me on. I've been really looking forward to this.
Well, that's good, because we need people who are looking forward. And we also need people who are cheery. And I like your demeanor already. Tell us about your, you know, your the position you're in life, and what led you to take the leap to run for Congress.
Sure. I'd love to. We're just getting the word out. So I was a little bit, later to the party than some others, so to speak. But they came and asked me if I would be interested in running. And it's always been something I wanted to do. I didn't think it would be this early. But I think the country, wow, we're facing so many issues and problems, especially our state, with a broken economy that has never recovered since the last recession in 2008. Jobs are leaving, people are leaving, you know, mass exoduses on unbelievable debt and liabilities with pensions and health care, and we can't keep doing the same thing. So I thought, now's the time. Now's the time. There's no time like the present. So get involved, get out there, make the changes that you think need to be done. And that's why I'm running. I'm running because I want to represent everybody in the 1st District. I want to go around community by community, get to know them. I've already been to several RTC meetings. In fact, I have 2 this evening after we're done with this interview, Todd.
Wow.
And, yeah, I just want to get out there and spread the word. I have a fundraiser tomorrow at the East Hartford Golf Club. So anyone who's interested in supporting me, please come out. It's at 6:30 in the evening. That place happens to be run by Mr. Matt Corey, who you probably do know, Todd.
Ah.
Very formidable candidate for, he ran for Congress, and he's in a race right now for state rep. So I think the world
yes.
is him. And I think we just need change. You know, an incumbent who's in there for 22 years and nothing has changed is not good. We need to rebuild our infrastructure. We need to rebuild our economy. We need to get our schools in tip-top shape like they used to be. And some communities are leading. In West Hartford, I'm very happy with the school system. My daughter is doing extremely well. She's 10 years old. She just finished up 5th grade at Morley School. It's a fantastic school, and I champion teachers. My mom is a retired teacher. Her father was superintendent of schools in Massachusetts. All of her siblings, there's 5 of them, are teachers, and my sister's a teacher. So I certainly understand the importance and the hard work that they do. And we need to get them in a position where they can be successful in all communities. So I think some of the struggling schools, we need more social workers. We need more supplies. We need more homework assistance. I think that's something that really would make a difference in these failing schools.
Homework assistance, is that what you said?
What's that?
Homework assistance?
Yeah. So in other words, look at how it used to be. When I came home from school, well, of course, my mother was a teacher, so there was no choice for us. But she said, sit down at the kitchen table and you do your homework before you put your play clothes on and go outside. And, you know, if we were having some trouble, she would help us. I think kids need support like that. And they don't always have it at home with their parents working 2 and 3 jobs. And I think, you know, we need to help the teachers and these children succeed. They're our future. So I think.
So how would you help with the homework then?
Well, gosh, you know, there's a lot of ways. Mentor programs. you know, in the elementary schools, have the middle schools and the high school kids who are doing well and succeeding in school come in and spend a couple hours after school and help out these youngsters. That could make the difference in the world. You know, there's people in the community who tutor. You know, pair them up, and maybe that's where some of our money should be going instead of just, you know, keep throwing money at a problem and not moving the dial. I want everybody to succeed in the first district and the whole state of Connecticut, and we need to try some different solutions.
Well, that's certainly an interesting idea. It's always good to get kids working with other kids, and that I think takes care of a lot of the bullying issues too, and other kind of social problems. If you integrate kids of different ages, instead of keeping them separated,
And I think it provides role models for people to look up to. And you know, school is cool, and we have to have people start embracing that. And the whole key to success in this world is a solid education foundation and building on that. So, you know, it really does pain me to see kids not have that experience. So whatever we can do.
We're talking to Mary Fay. She's running for Congress in the 1st District against John Larson. Well, do you have a website set up yet for folks?
I do. In fact, it just went live today. It's great. I'm really proud of it. It's Mary Fay, Congress.com. And there's information out there about me. We're almost done with our platforms put out there. There's a donate button. I could certainly use help with that, contributions. Anybody who wants to donate and see changes in Washington and in our state, please, I would welcome that. And volunteers. We've got a really solid team that's supporting me. They're fantastic. I couldn't ask for a better team.
Mary Fay is our guest, MaryFay4Congress.com. So just tell us about the race. What is the vulnerability that you see in the congressman? How do you tackle such a big endeavor as running for Congress?
Yeah, it is big. It's very large. I mean, the district itself is big geographically. You know, the demographics are a little bit challenging in terms of number of Democrats and Republicans. But I'm going, you know, the unaffiliates, they need somebody to represent them, the independents, the unaffiliated voters. And I don't think their voices are heard. And I want to know what's on their minds, and I want to hear what their core issues are, and I want to take them on. So the economy is certainly something that's very near and dear to my heart. Let's get this state back to work. Let's support the small businesses. Let's open them up safely. I think we're seeing a little bit of backlash from COVID, with Florida, for example, opening up maybe a little bit too quickly, the beaches. So we have to be careful.
Yeah, but not in Connecticut. Connecticut's been woefully slow, don't you think?
Yeah, I think we could speed it up a bit. And, you know, I'd like to use West Hartford, you know, as an example. We were able to do something very unique. We blocked off some of our main streets in the center of town, and restaurants are now able to have, you know, large outside dining places, and it's making a difference. It's making a big difference. We want to see that spread throughout the town. We have restaurants galore, and beautiful restaurants, nice restaurants, and we want to see them all.
Yes, West Hartford is an amazing restaurant center. Do you see that potentially, those types of adaptations where the government adapts to the needs of business? Could those things be carried forward?
Oh, absolutely they can. I think we need to support business even more. Certainly tax policy is a piece of that, and I think we've made strides with reducing corporate taxation. You know, we want to repatriate the businesses that are in China back here to employ more people. There's nothing like a job. There's nothing like the dignity, hard work, and ethics of a job, let alone being able to provide for your family and use it as a launching pad to grow your career. So we need to get more jobs back here. Yes, tax policy is a part of it. Culture is a part of it. Business friendliness is part of it. And just making Connecticut more desirable. You know, under Congressman Larson's watch, we've lost GE, a former employer of mine. Very sad to see them go. And the disruption in the community from these big companies leaving, it's not just the jobs in the company. It's all the charities that go along with that. It's the colleges that relied on students going back to school for their master's degree, et cetera. It's a huge impact. And you read it in the headlines all the time. Aetna was on the verge of leaving, and fortunately we were able to keep them. But we need to make this a desirable place like it used to be. Businesses used to clamor to come to Connecticut. They couldn't wait to get it out of New York City.
It is a tragic thing where things have gone. All right, Mary Fay, Republican nominee for Congress in the 1st District. Nice to get to know you a little bit. It's MaryFay4Congress.com. That's the number 4, not the word. MaryFay4Congress.com. Thanks so much for the time. Come back and see us soon.
Oh, I'd love to, Todd, and thanks so much for having me.
All righty, that's Mary Fay on WTIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.